And now it's time for the healthcare hazard of the week. The hindsight triplets. Shoulda, woulda, and coulda. As I continually reflect on my mom's four-month hospital experience, I always come away with these three characters: shoulda, woulda, and coulda. I should have done this. I could have asked that. What would have been different had I known this or that? And it all comes back to two missing pieces. One was knowledge or experience. The other was a voice. My voice, or lack of. Sometimes I didn't have enough knowledge about the situation. Not being a medical person, many times I simply didn't understand words, procedures, and the science behind the decisions. I didn't have healthcare experience. But more often than that, it was difficult to find and have a voice for the ever-present fear of being snubbed, scorned, impatiently scoffed at, or perhaps receiving worse treatment by the doctors and nurses for having questioned them. Now, I'm not shy about standing up for what I believe, think, and feel. And as a whole, during those months, I did a pretty good job of watching, listening, learning, and speaking up. However, there are still so many instances, as I look back, that might have altered the entire experience had I only done this, asked that, or, you know, the triplets, shoulda, woulda, coulda. My mom was scheduled for replacement shoulder surgery after a fall at work. The surgery was scheduled for a Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. As she laid in the pre-op holding room, all connected and wired for the upcoming IV bags, we sat and watched the clock tick. 1:30. 2:30, 3:15. Finally, a nurse wandered in and announced, "The shoulder surgeon doesn't feel well. Go home." Oh, did you just gasp to yourself? Yes, I know. We did too. I helped my mom get dressed, and as we were wheeling her out of the room, the elevator doors opened up, and who bounced out, large cup of coffee in hand, slapping another doctor on the arm and laughing up a storm? Oh yeah, you guessed it, didn't you? It was the supposedly sick shoulder surgeon. Well, he attempted to avert my gaze, but I stopped him and asked, "When are we going to reschedule this surgery for my mom?" He spoke rapidly and answered, "Call my office and Susie Q. My assistant will reschedule." He shoved his business card into my hand and kept walking. My first shoulda, woulda, coulda moment, wouldn't you say? I should have said, "Whoa, stop, and tell me why we are not going ahead with the surgery today. My mom is prepped and ready." I could have insisted upon a conversation right then and there. What would have happened differently had I found and used my voice? After 2 days of unanswered phone calls, Susie Q called on Wednesday evening to see if we could make it the next morning at 5:30 a.m. The next morning, my mom complained of not feeling well. At the hospital, prior to the surgery, she told the anesthesiologist that she felt badly. They took her blood pressure, which was 80 over 50. I watched the young intern give a nervous glance to the head anesthesiologist. She ignored his visual attempt to question the low reading. Eventually, the shoulder surgeon sauntered in and asked to see the pre-op EKG. Everyone scrambled around to locate it, but it was not there. Oh, the surgeon made a joke about the inefficient lab and how they didn't send the results to his office. However, I knew better, as I was with my mom when she had the pre-op EKG, and I gave the lab secretary the surgeon's business card with the fax number on it. I watched as she faxed the results, and I even viewed the confirmation report that showed that the results were successfully sent. My next shoulda, woulda, coulda moments. Again, I should have said, "Stop! My mom is repeatedly complaining about not feeling well. Her blood pressure is low. You don't have any of the pre-op results that you may need to use as a comparison should there be a problem." But I allowed my own self-doubt about my lack of medical knowledge to keep me silent. I lost my voice that was speaking inside of me that I shoulda and coulda used to perhaps avert the disaster waiting to happen. What would have happened differently had I used my voice? Well, the rest is history. Moments after the shoulder surgery, and if the actual truth be told, probably during the surgery, my mom was having a heart attack that went undiagnosed until 5 o'clock that afternoon. This missed diagnosis caused 4 months in intensive care, rehab, hospital readmission, rehab, and along with that came 100 more visits from the triplets, shoulda, woulda, and coulda moments. There was the uninvited podiatrist who showed up in the middle of the night and hacked off all of Mom's toenails, which I found early the next morning when her feet were bandaged with bloody gauze. Well, I did fly out of the room to the nurse's station to find out what happened, only to have them tell me, "Oh, we get complaints about him all of the time." If it were today, I would have insisted that the unknown foot hacker show up and speak to us personally about this ghoulish pedicure. Who authorized this? Who are you? What were you attempting to do to her feet? And, hey, buddy, you better not send a bill for this heartless attack. Or what about the drinking straw that accompanied all of her meals, despite the warning on her menu that ordered no drinking straw allowed due to her hospital-acquired swallowing disorder? What more could I have done to prevent that from repeatedly happening? And then there was the rehab facility check-in process, when none of Mom's medical records or charts preceded or accompanied her arrival, and no one knew what a complicated diagnostic mess they had on their hands. With some prior knowledge or experience, I would have known to ask ahead of time, "Does the rehab facility have Mom's records?" If it were today, I would have asked and insisted that I carry those records with me in the ambulance ride from the hospital to the rehab. But I was ignorant and assumed that they would magically transfer and be read and studied prior to our arrival. Wrong. And then there were the aides and LPNs who ran the rehab because there were seldom any trained RNs available. The roving and disagreeing hospitalists who changed Mom's medications daily based on their own biases and preferences. The overly talkative nurse who overdosed Mom with epinephrine. The surgeon who punctured her lung while inserting pigtail drains. The ancient bedsore doctor from nowhere who showed off in front of a circle of interns and pulled bleach wipes from the container on the windowsill and proceeded to clean my Mom's stage 4 pressure sore with bleach. And these are just some of what I dare remember, lest I lose my sanity. And yes, I did speak up about all of these incidents, but I should have spoken sooner, louder, and stronger. So what do I learn as I look back? Hindsight is 20/20? Yes, but foresight is just plain smart. I learned that you never really know in the beginning what something might become. Preparation is your friend. And trust this, at some point in your life, you will be in a hospital, either as a patient or as an advocate for someone else. Unless, of course, you're a hermit and don't know anyone else. Know that there are hazards, not because doctors and nurses are bad people, but because sometimes the system is bad, mistakes happen, people are human, and often the system is not set up to succeed 100% of the time. So I say that knowledge is important. And no, I'm not saying to go to med school. Simply be prepared, be on your toes, aware, ask questions, and seek help. Use this radio program to give you the incentive to know more about you, your symptoms, your diagnosis, your treatment, your medications. Dig inside, find your voice, pull it out and use it. Shoulda, woulda, and coulda are not friends. I know that. If something seems wrong, it probably is. Question it. Question others. Question everyone until you feel satisfied. Then proceed knowing that you did all you can to prevent the hindsight triplets, shoulda, woulda, and coulda.